So then that puts your father in the banking business. It puts him in the ranching business.
Right. And in the law business.
And in law business.
Yeah.
So how long did he carry on with the law business?
Well, what he did is he did something that very few people do, that something I haven't done. When he was 55 years old, he retired, and he formed a family partnership. And each member of the family was a 1/6 owner in the partnership, and that was formed in 1946. He turned the operation of the ranch over to my brother Nick, and he just came in one day after they'd worked together for a while and threw the keys on the desk and said, "Well, it's all yours. Call me if you need me," and walked out the door. And my brother Stan, he went to Florida.
Okay, we haven't established that yet. Your family, your brothers.
Yeah.
Tell us who they are.
Our family, there are four of us. My oldest brother, Stan, Stanford Robson, and we call him Stan. And then my sister, Helen Robson Walton. Walton was her married name. And then my brother, Nick Robson, and he was named for Nick Bilby. And Nick Bilby was one of the brothers that they had purchased the Bilby Ranch from in Wagner Rogers in Tulsa County. And part of that ranch was the old, used to be the Skelly Ranch, used to be the Verdigris Hunting Club. And he sold that part to them back in the Depression days for a hunting club, promoted that and sold it to them, to the oil men in Tulsa for a hunting club.
And talk to us about that hunting club then. And where was that?
It was on the Verdigris River. It was called the Verdigris Hunting Club. And a group of oil men in Tulsa owned it.
And do you know who they were?
Oh, yeah. W.G. Skelly was one of them. Sinclair was one of the people. And there were several others. And, of course, it's still there today. And the clubhouse is still there. It's been renovated. And there are different owners and all. And John Williams, a local person here in town, owns part of it now. Had 3,300 acres in it. And he sold it back in the Depression to try to get some money to keep his creditors from, sold that portion off.
I see.
And then kept the rest of it.
All right.
Yeah.
So then as you went through your brothers there, and then you're the youngest, is that true?
I'm the baby, yeah. I got all the benefits. My brothers and sisters all looked after me. When my brothers came back from the service, they brought me all kinds of goodies from the service. And Nick, my younger brother, was a liaison pilot for the artillery in Germany. And I asked him, I said, "Weren't you afraid those Focke-Wulf fighters would shoot you down?" He said, "No, we didn't worry about them." He said, "They'd be going so fast that if they tried to pull out, they'd hit the ground." I said, "Well, weren't you worried about ground fire?" He said, "Not really." Of course he was, but he was just telling me. He said, if they shot at us at ground fire, he said, "We'd just direct all the artillery right on them and blow them off the face of the map."
You said sisters.
Yeah.
Did you name everybody?
No,
you named Helen as one sister.
We just have four of us. I just have one sister and two brothers.
Right.
There's four of us.
Right. Yeah.
And my mother and dad. That was a partnership. And dad and mother included all of us in the partnership. Everybody's equal partners. And he retired, and he said we could run it. My oldest brother, Stan, in the service, he was he went to law school at OU, and then on to Arizona because of his hay fever, and graduated there with a law degree. And my brother Nick got a degree of finance from Oklahoma University, and my sister Helen got a degree in finance from Oklahoma University. We had a planned family.
Planned? How do you mean?
Well, a planned family. My dad had it all worked out where my brother was supposed to take over his law practice. Nick was supposed to run the bank. And I was supposed to run the ranch. And Helen was supposed to, of course, get married and have lots of grandchildren. The way it worked out, Stan, his hay fever was such that he couldn't live in this part of the country, so he went to Florida. And he wound up first with running a dime store in Wilton Manor, Florida. Later became a general contractor and built Jackson Minute Markets, convenience stores, and then wound up building three hotels there and about 100-some-odd thousand feet of not mini storage, I would call it small business buildings. So Nick then, instead of being the banker, wound up being the rancher. And my sister Helen, of course, married Sam Walton. Then I wound up being the rancher and having a bigger interest in the bank, RCB Bank.